AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Democrats won both races for governor during Tuesday's election. Former Congressmember Abigail Spanberger was elected in Virginia.
We sent a message to the whole world that in 2025, Virginia chose pragmatism over partisanship. We chose our Commonwealth over chaos.
Spanberger's campaign focused on economic issues. She also made history as the state's first female governor. And Representative Mikey Sherrill won New Jersey's governor's race.
So serving you is worth any tough fight I have to take on, and I am incredibly honored to be your next governor.
She campaigned as a former prosecutor who would stand up to President Trump. And in New York City, New York State Assemblyman Zora Mamdani won the election for mayor. The AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Zora Mamdani has pulled off a stunning ascent and at age 34 will become New York's youngest mayor in more than a century and its most liberal in generations. He ran a polarizing and ambitious campaign, promising things like free childcare, free city buses, city-run grocery stores. Donald Trump went after him, calling him a communist and threatening to both arrest and deport Mamdani, who was born in Uganda but is a U.S. citizen. But Mamdani did beat former Governor Andrew Cuomo, who was trying to mount a big comeback of his own 4 years after resigning office amid sexual harassment allegations. It didn't work. Mamdani now has to figure out how to actually enact that agenda when he is sworn in as New York's mayor come the new year.
This is AP News. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced another deadly strike on a boat accused of carrying drugs in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. The attack killed two people on board. The defending national champion is holding steady atop the season's first CFP rankings. Correspondent Gethin Coolball has more.
Ohio State received top billing in the first college football playoff rankings of the season, followed by Indiana, Texas A&M, and Alabama. The top three head into the final 4 weeks of the regular season undefeated. Another team with no losses, BYU of the Big 12, was ranked seventh. At number five was Georgia, followed by Mississippi. This marks the first of 6 weekly rankings the committee will release this season, ending December 6th when the final list will set the bracket for college football's 12-team playoff. I'm Gethin Coolball.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.